Some events may affect ongoing operations, which may require immediate elevation to incident response teams at the command or even at the service level. For instance, say your installation firewall is being hit with a huge distributed denial of service attack. You may choose to contact your command service provider to try and block the traffic at upstream routers. There are times where your traffic may be blocked at the service delivery point routers, in addition to the DISA controlled boundary routers to help minimize the burden to your firewall. Incident information is often forwarded to the service level incident response teams, who are responsible for coordinating actions and updating the next higher tier, say US Cybercom, for deconfliction across services and agencies.